walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what God gave her. Got that look in her eyes, swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The man accused of plotting to assassinate Republican nominee Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last weekend has a hearing set for today. And ABC's Jim Ryan says prosecutors have compiled a document detailing Ryan Routh's activities.
A letter Routh left with a friend months ago began, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump." The note appears to assume that Routh failed and offers $150,000 to the person who, quote, can complete the job.
The former president holds campaign events in Pennsylvania today. A New York Times Siena College polls finds him slightly leading Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona. They're about evenly matched in North Carolina. Lebanese health officials say 182 people are dead after Israeli strikes. Israel says it hit more than 300 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon because of attacks on Israeli civilians. And congressional leaders have a deal in place to prevent a government shutdown until the end of the year. This is ABC News. Pope Francis, off his four-nation tour and ahead of another trip, is feeling under the weather.
On the heels of an arduous 11-day Asian trip, Pope Francis has come down with what the Vatican calls slight flu-like symptoms. And as a precaution, he'll be taking it easy for the next couple of days. Part of the reason behind that, he's on the road again on Thursday to Luxembourg and Belgium on a four-day trip. The 87-year-old knows when he has to slow down. Through much of last winter, he battled bronchitis and bouts of influenza. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
At least six people are dead, 10 are missing after record rain in Japan set off flooding and landslides. Back on Earth, three people who left the International Space Station this morning, the one American and two Russians, rode a Soyuz capsule back to Kazakhstan. One of the Russians, cosmonaut Oleg Kononenko, has now logged 1,110 days in space over five missions. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Shop Macy's VIP sales starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s fate on the November ballot. Friday, judges allowed Kennedy and his legal team to write written arguments by Saturday at noon. The independent presidential candidate has been trying to get his name off ballots in key battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Wisconsin Friday. The vice president's rally in Madison focused on abortion, calling bans put in place in more than 20 states immoral. Harris's latest visit to the battleground state of Wisconsin was her fourth since her White House campaign was launched in July. And the fall hunting seasons are here, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to make sure you're signed up for hunter education courses. The agency has three different course options available. You can visit the DNR Safety Education webpage to find a hunter ed course near you. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We've said it before, we'll say it again. Fleet Farm has everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed. Like 5 quarts of Resolute conventional motor oil on sale for only $14.99. Or 5 gallons of Cam 2 hydraulic AG fluid, now just $32.99. And if you happen to find a lower price elsewhere, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. A little fog by morning. Our low 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. 71 by Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The first dance was through, I was done. That one kiss, I knew there was nothing I wouldn't do just to give you that house on a hill with a four plank around it. Every last breath till the last star is counting. Just say the word, girl, paint me your perfect. I won't quit till the good Lord says my work is done, like a faded out song on the radio. Done, like the cowboy gets the girl when the credits roll. I give you a lifetime of days in the sun. Whatever you need and you want, I won't stop till it's done. Done, all the hell I was raising. Done, all the care.
Girl, Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Jansen and Dunn, 9:09 on the way. Oh, today in history, opening farm markets as well. Coming up next, well, we're going to kick off our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight for the month of September with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin this week. Chatting with the folks from Valamo Dairy. We're going to kick that off here. Coming up next, first here's Joe Diffie.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Work got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-ton hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd pay some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning. Good Monday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. It's the last full week of September, and that means we highlight a different dairy farm family from Western Wisconsin with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All this week, we're going to highlight the Valamo Farm just outside of Ogallee. And boy, there's some really cool things going on here at the Valamo Farm. But first, we want to get a little history of this 178-year-old farm. Believe it or not, and Steve Weinzerl joins us. Steve, now let's see, your fifth generation. Your sons are going to be sixth, but it was your
great two greats.
Yeah, a lot of greats in their grandfather, Adolf, who started this farm way back in 1846. So tell us a little bit about your family and this farm over the years. Wow.
Okay. We can start in 1846, I guess. There was three brothers, Weinzerl brothers, that came over from Germany, Prussia, Germany. That's in the southern part of Germany. And their names were Adolf, Anton, and Alphonse. Those three guys, I was told, left Germany because of there was either a potato blight that they left for because the farmers couldn't grow much, or it was because there was a war going on and they were draft dodgers. So maybe maybe it was one of them things or both of them. I have no idea. But anyway, they came in 1846 and they landed in New York, got off the ship, and there was so many people walking around there. One of the brothers got separated and lost, so he ended up down in Pennsylvania. That was Alphonse. And Anton and Adolf made their way to Chicago. And when they got to Chicago, my Grandpa John told me that they walked all the way up here from Chicago. They got up here, and Adolf was 18 years old. And he's the guy that started our farm. He liked this area because it was right next to the Missouri Creek. And the Ogallee River was just, half a mile away to the east. And if you would go like 6 miles to the east, then you had the Red Cedar River and the town of Dunnville. So that's where my great-great-grandpa Adolf went to probably get his supplies. It was like 6 miles to the east of our farm here was Dunnville.
Wow. Now, initially, your great-great-great-grandfather Adolf was doing hogs, wasn't he?
Yeah, he cleared the land here. Adolf was he cleared the land to use oxen, and his job, other than farming, was he was a millwright. He worked on the rivers, the Ogallee River, the Red Cedar, and the Chippewa, and he built sawmills. So he was called a millwright. A millwright had to be educated or have knowledge in mechanics and hydraulics. Hydraulics is water flow. So that was his job, was building sawmills on the rivers.
Wow. Now, the other, as time went on, the dairy cows started to come in. And I know in talking with your son, Ted, it was fast forward to 80s, 90s, was when I was like, it's maybe time to get rid of the hogs.
Yeah, that was in about the year 2000. The price of hogs got so low, they got down to 11 cents. 11 cents a pound, or $11 a hundred. And we decided we ain't going to make any money doing this. So we figured, well, maybe we should just start raising cattle, because the hog industry was getting so vertically integrated. They wanted you to, to raise like 10,000 head and contract them to these meat plants. So we just decided that we could probably make more money in the coming years milking cows. So that's how we dropped the pigs and started milking more cows. So,
as a kid growing up, what was it like here as a kid growing up?
Oh, it was a great place to live. I've only worked 2 weeks off this farm in my whole life. So,
wow.
It was a great place to live. Great place to go to school down at St. Henry's in Ogallee. I went to the Catholic school for first 8 years, and I went to Duran High School. And then after that, I went to the University of Wisconsin, took up their farm and industry short course down here at Madison. So,
over the years, obviously, for you growing up as a kid and your grandchildren now growing up here on the farm, it was a lot different. One, you didn't have all of this electronic and automated equipment when you were growing up on the farm, right?
Right, yeah. I can remember carrying milk with the old shotgun milk pails. They're kind of a round thing that was about two or 2.5 feet tall. That built pretty good muscles, carrying milk into the milk house
and I suppose you had to carry the milk uphill both ways.
Well, yeah.
in a blinding blizzard.
Exactly. Yeah, it was always lots of snow, and yeah. It was rough.
It was rough, all right. Yeah, that's we always hear that. I've told my daughter I had to walk uphill both ways to school, even though we were on the bus, but that's a whole different story. But how important was it for your dad, his dad before that, and even for you to make sure that the farm would be passed along to family members?
Well, it's a great thing. It gives you kind of a sense of pride. It doesn't make your product, your milk, your hogs, or your corn or beans worth anything more. It's just a sense of pride. That's all it is. And to keep this farm going from one generation to the next, All it is the farm has to be lucky enough or blessed enough to have a son or two that would like to farm. That's all it is. That's what's keeping some of these farms going and some not. Is ours has just always been blessed to have a son that wanted to farm, I guess. So
now I have to ask, you're the patriarch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got the two boys here. Do you ever get kind of like, why are you two doing this? Do you try to steer them away, or do you just kind of let them do their thing?
No, I think they're happy that they're doing what they're doing. They made this their minds up 15 years ago that they wanted to do this and
do it their way, not Dad's way.
Right, you got to let them go ahead and do it their way. I can remember at first, me and Yvonne used to say, "Well, God, you're probably spending too much," but things always seem to work out. So I think they're making the right choices. So.
Again, we're at all this week. We're at the Valamo Farms, just outside of Igaly, as we highlight Valamo and all this week. And coming up, we are going to talk with Jess. He's in charge of the cows, and we're going to talk a little bit about how the farm takes care of their cows and calves, and a little bit about the farm program. We're going to find out what that program is here coming up as well tomorrow morning, as we highlight Valamo Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and WRDN.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better when you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better when you think of me. You think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be. Tries to hold you back. Yeah, you've got to kick a little and be tough. Got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you want to finish last, you've got to kick a little. Some people judge you by the way you look. See you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like they're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong, and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far.
to hold you back. Yeah, you got to kink a little and be tough. Got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you've got to kick a little.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 1073 FM. WRDN.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean, it's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Laney Wilson, 4x4 by you. 9:36, I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, high school football returns on Friday as Durand will be hosting a small school called Spectrum. They're out of Minnesota. This is the replacement game for the Osseo Fairchild game. We'll have coverage of that game coming up on Friday night with the pregame at about 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Let's run down birthdays for, or let's run down today in history for this September 23rd. 1846, the planet Neptune was discovered by a German astronomer. Okay. 1879, Richard Rhodes invented the very first hearing aid. Okay. 1939, noted psychiatrist Dr. Sigmund Freud passed away at the age of 83. 1952, Rocky Marciano won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship with his knockout of Jersey Joe Walcott. 1952, vice presidential candidate Richard Nixon appeared on TV to deliver what is known as his checkers speech. He refuted allegations of improper campaign financing. 1962, the Jetsons appeared on ABC for the very first time, the very first program to be carried by ABC in color. Okay. 1992, Tampa Bay Lightning goalie Manon Raume becomes the first female to play in an NHL game. She allowed 2 goals on 9 shots. 2002, the first version of Mozilla Firefox browser released. It was originally called Phoenix, but changed the name due to trademark issues. 2009, Modern Family premiered on ABC. 2011, All My Children aired on ABC for the last time after a 41-year run on the network. And in 2020, Pro Football Hall of Famer Gale Sayers passed away at the age of 77. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update brought to you in part by Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 1 to 23.90, November up 7 to 23.10, December up 1 to 21.74, January milk up 9 at 20.59. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. After cash cattle was $2 higher in the north and $2 to $3 higher in the south, and that led to some higher buying interest on Friday, and that's continued today. Hog markets, meanwhile, they're moving up mostly higher. Some of the early pork cutout values helping to support many of the contracts. October live cattle up $1 to $183.47. September feeder cattle up 7 cents to $244.90. October hogs now steady at $82.22. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat moving higher. Not one big single story affecting the markets. First of all, rain over the weekend in the U.S. corn and bean belt was spotty and less than expected. Brazil weather looks drier than the forecast that we had on Friday. That could delay their early soybean planting. And the tensions between Russia and Ukraine, as well as Israel and Hezbollah, factoring into the markets. December corn up 10 and 3 quarters to 412 and a half. November beans up 27 and a quarter to 1039 and a quarter. December wheat in Chicago up 17 to 585 and a half. Minneapolis wheat December up 12 and a half to 620 and a half.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Little fog by morning. Our low 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. 71 by Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. You said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there ever around? tree. My mama, she is steady as the sun. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring down the road, just looking for my one chance to run.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, then kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. Built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." For 100 acres, he just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two
the land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Justin Moore, this is My Dirt 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Chip Flory for the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets. That's this afternoon with AgriTalk from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. You may have seen this picture on social media, an SUV on top of a Florida dumpster. It's like, okay, how did that happened. There has to be alcohol involved. Well, the mystery has been solved. It all included a poorly timed parking job, a construction site, and a forklift. Scott Greenberg said he was on his way to the store when he spotted the vehicle on top of a dumpster in Fort Myers. He did a double take. He texted his buddy, said, "Hey, look at this. Is the SUV fair game? It's on the dumpster, so therefore it must be free, right?" Well, it turned out the SUV had been lifted onto the dumpster by a forklift operator who was working on a construction site building a new apartment complex. Workers said the vehicle had been left parked in the work area. Well, when that happens, instead of calling the police to have it towed, they just got out the forklift, put the SUV on top of the dumpster, and went back to work.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during the Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, Downtown Durant.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign.
Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Hal Ketchum, Small Town Saturday Night, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy National Great American Pot Pie Day. Oh, what's your favorite pot pie? Well, I got the flaky top crust and bottom crust, of course. Recipes sometimes omit the bottom crust, but either way, you tender chicken, beef, or pork, and vegetables for the hearty meal. Some other delicious fillings include turkey and seafood. Ooh, never thought of a fish pot pie, but okay. Traditional veggies in the pot pie include potatoes, carrots, green beans, and peas. And of course, you can't have a pot pie without plenty of gravy. And all the seasonings to make the pot pies irresistible. Now, the pot pies draw families together, of course, during the cooler days of fall. We won't be having that this week, but of course, those cooler days are just around the corner. So, you know, why not celebrate early? Big old pot pie today on this National